K97.
Howdy, howdy. Good morning. We appreciate you being here this morning. Remember our K97 European three-way that we were doing?
Well, it seems so long ago, doesn't
it? Back in the spring.
Derek, is that spring?
Yeah, Derek was the winner, and he was sending us texts yesterday. We'll tell you how his experience is going coming up in about 10, 11 minutes or so. We'll have that on the way for you. First, the weather forecast. Amazing day yesterday.
It was beautiful.
Just enough of a breeze to, you know, cool you off if you were out in the direct sunlight. A little bit anyway. More heat warning expected here today, tomorrow, and Thursday. 30 degrees in the sunshine today. 31 tomorrow. 29 on Thursday. And then it looks like Friday, Saturday, we may get some rain shower activity. There's a 60% chance of that. So.
And you're heading out on your bike trip on Thursday, right?
Thursday
morning. So, of course,
morning
there would be showers. You'll be fine.
The K97 kids with the kids with cancer ride with Look and Stepper Homes. K97, of course, always glad to be involved with that. It's our 10th year being involved with the kids with cancer ride. Yeah, we'll leave Thursday morning. Head off to Revelstoke the first day, then Sun Peaks out there by Kamloops for day two.
Nice.
Day three, back to Revelstoke for the Saturday night gala, and then Sunday, back home. It looks like Sunday here in Edmonton, it'll be sunshine and 28. So that Friday-Saturday rain where I'm going to be in Revelstoke and Sun Peaks, hopefully the sun is there and the rain is here, and then it flip-flops.
Vice versa.
I'll tell you, this motorcycle run, we are usually guaranteed. If we have all 4 days sunny, it's unheard of. We've had some absolutely torrential, the Calgary flood. We rode that day.
Wow.
13 hours we rode in that rain that day. And in between Red Deer and Saskatchewan crossing, there was washouts. Like, we all got through, and then there was a washout behind us. And then we got to Saskatchewan crossing, you know, where gas is so reasonable. You ever paid for gas at Saskatchewan?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I may have been on that trip. I only went on it once, and I know it rained.
Like, no, that was the very first year that I went on it. That was 10 years ago, Todd.
Is that 10? No.
Yeah.
Really?
Because I got my bike in 09. I guess it was 9 years ago.
Yeah, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it rained anyway.
Yeah, so that 1 year that we went, it rained out part of the road behind us by that crazy lake. What the hell is the name of that lake along that road? I can't remember now. It doesn't matter. And then we got to Saskatchewan crossing, and then we had to go back up to Jasper. And there was a washout in front of us. The crews went and pushed all of the gravel, all of the mudslide away. And we got word, said you have like a 10-minute window. So all of us, there was like 100 bikes, went and we just booted it trying to get through. You know that weeping wall between Saskatchewan Crossing and Jasper where it kind of shoots water out the wall? And it just kind of trickles down. It's something that everybody go, there's the weeping wall, and there's water coming out of it. That day, with the rain was so coming down so hard, the weeping wall was shooting water straight out the side of that cliff across the road into the ditch on the other side toward that lake.
Fun.
Yeah. I squished when I walked for 6 weeks.
That's where you put the plastic bags inside your boots.
It didn't matter.
No, there's nothing you could do.
It didn't matter. I was wearing all the rain gear and I was still soaked. It was unbelievable. 14 degrees is your current temperature as you get rolling this morning.
The all-new Terry Evans Show with Pete Petipko on Edmonton's Classic Rock, K97.
You'll remember we had the K97 European three-way that was the prize offered up this past spring.
One of the great contests ever.
Yeah, an opportunity for you and two friends to go, where was it? It was Berlin for Iron Maiden.
Right.
It was Paris for Ozzy and GNR. Mm-hmm. And then Denmark. Amsterdam. Not Denmark. Amsterdam.
Yeah. For Roger Waters?
For Roger Waters.
Yeah.
Well, we've been getting texts from Derek. Derek was the winner. I remember a week before he left, so this would have been, the 8th of June? He sent a text in this morning to Pete and me and said, I'm so excited, I can't wait to go. And then He sent in a text. Let me see here. It said, I'm on the wrong page. There we go. So then he sent a text in. Good morning, boys. Just wanted to say that Iron Maiden in Berlin was awesome. Off to the festival today to see what kind of trouble we can get into in Paris. Cheers, Derek. That was on the 15th. So on the 15th, they go from Berlin to Paris. So yesterday was the 18th, and he sends two texts, one at 1 o'clock and one at 1:03 yesterday afternoon. They say the same thing. I don't know if he hit send twice. It just says, Guns N' Roses in Paris effing rock.
Oh, what a trip. Wow. So,
he's pretty excited. Here is Guns N' Roses, a little clip of them playing at the Download Festival in Paris yesterday. So that's how most people are enjoying concerts.
That's great.
That wasn't taken by Derek. I found that on YouTube. But that's how most people are enjoying concerts these days, through the lens of their phone.
I had heard that the Guns N' Roses showed up a minute before they were to go on.
Is that right?
And they were the headliners, right?
For that?
For the festival.
Yeah.
And then they arrived and went on stage and boom, back in their helicopters away. They went $6.6 million for that gig. Which coincidentally is the same amount that Slash has to pay in his divorce settlement. $6.5 million, I think. So whatever his cut is, that'll cover a good chunk of it.
I saw yesterday Slash announced that he's doing a tour with Miles Kennedy and the... Slash featuring Miles Kennedy and... What the hell's the name of his band now? I can't remember. I just read that yesterday.
Snake Pit? Slash is Snake Pit?
No. This is Miles Kennedy and the Conspirators. That's okay. There you go.
All right.
So that's going to be coming up. They're doing some stuff down in the States. I think they've got one... thing at like a Casino Rama or something like that in Ontario.
I did an interview with Slash, and normally those are phone interviews, but this I had a chance to meet him at the Hotel McDonald. I think he was here with Velvet Revolver at the time.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And so he was a really super nice guy.
That's what I understand. He's awesome.
But for some reason, we got talking about April Wine. And I don't remember why. And I said, and he didn't have good things to say. And I said, I like April Wine. I think they're a great band. What? You like April Wine? Yeah, I like April Wine. What's wrong with April Wine? Next thing you know, we're rolling on the floor. He's got his hat. I've got his hat. I'm pounding on him. Yeah. Anyway, I don't know why. Why would you not? What's wrong with April Wine? So I hope I convinced him to maybe, you know, rethink his opinion on April Wine because... Come on.
Oh, man.
It's April Wine. Really.
That's a great story.
And I had that interview on a digital hard drive, and then the great hard drive meltdown of whatever year that was. I lost the whole thing. Lost it.
Oh, man.
But it did happen, I swear to God.
So Derek he's done with Guns N' Roses in Paris now. What does he say? It's an amazing festival in Paris. Thank you so much. Iron Maiden in Berlin was an unbelievable Download Festival. Now just Roger Waters in Amsterdam to go. So that was yesterday afternoon at 3 o'clock.
That's
so
that a marathon, man.
10 or 11 o'clock at night in Paris last night.
Takes a hearty rock and roller to get through that. That's great.
Hey, there's more to come. Wait till you find out what's coming up here late in the summer with K97. We've got some stuff coming up that I think you're probably going to dig. I'm not sure if you're going to get ringside seats to see Todd James and Slash go toe-to-toe in an MMA fight or anything like that, but we'll see if we can make it worth your while for listening to K97, that's for sure.
This is the all-new Terry Evans Show with Pete Petipko on Edmonton's Classic Rock, K97.
All right, we've got Bark of the Moonshine coming up on the 29th and 30th. 29th is our two tasting parties. The 30th is when it goes on sale at Hanson Distillery on 111th Avenue. 973 bottles in total. And that's it.
But the first one is the silent auction. Is that what we're calling it? Taking bids on
number
the first one.
Yeah. Where is that auction happening?
Isn't that happening at Hanson Distillery? No, are we going to do that the first day of the launch, right?
All right. I wasn't sure if that was the plan or not. Nobody had given me that information. So
I read half the memo and, you know.
Well, I didn't know if we were
doing
it.
I read the top half.
Okay,
I got it. Maybe I didn't get it.
Or what we were doing. But, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know. What do I know?
The thing is, some of the money from this goes to the K97 Little Miracles Trust Fund. And we'll have two tasting parties. That means you'll have an opportunity not only to taste it, but you'll have the first opportunity to purchase a bottle.
And they're going to go fast. We've had people calling and texting. So, yeah you got a chance, you buy it.
There's only 973 bottles available. And it'll be a limited run. I got a feeling that this is something that we might want to hook up and do again with Chris and Shayna and Andrew over there. I guess, mm-hmm. I mean, we had a hell of a good time. We were there.
It was fun.
For the whole process. We went there during the tasting when it was still cloudy, when had kind of the fruit remnants in it.
And it was good then.
It sure was. And then we went and we were part of the whole bottling, corking, labeling, and shrink and boxing process. Yep. Mm-hmm. All of us went there and we put the video up on our Facebook page.
I rubbed every bottle. Every bottle has been hand rubbed by
Todd James vigorously. I was standing right beside him when he was doing it. So I was witness to the rubbing.
Yep.
I can't wait for this to be available for you so that you can, and you know, everybody's saying, I can't wait to buy some. And then other people have other questions. What's the flavor? Well, it's apple pie moonshine. It really does taste, it's got a very apple taste to it.
And where do I get it?
Hanson Distillery on 111th Avenue out here in the West End. The other thing, too, is somebody, we got a couple of texts.
Here's some things you need to know.
You remember 7 months ago, those sexual assault allegations that forced the closure of the Needle Vinyl Tavern in downtown Edmonton?
Mm-hmm.
It's back. A new ownership team has announced plans to reopen. It's going to be called The Station on Jasper, and it hopes to become the best mid-sized music venue in Western Canada. And it's looking to leave the issues of the previous venue behind.
Well, they're going to make sure they tackle it head on. They don't want to bury it. They want to create an amazing atmosphere for the staff, the management, and the musicians and the general public. They're going to open on the 29th, and then they've got a headliner that's coming in on the 30th.
29th of June?
Yep.
Oh. Yeah, do you know who the headliner is?
I do not. They are going to announce it today.
Oh, okay.
I don't even know what genre of music
it
is.
All right, so look for that. The Station on Jasper Avenue. Compulsive video game playing now qualifies as a mental health condition. World Health Organization says that some obsessive games may really have an addiction. Some obsessive game players. Do you play any video games at all?
No, I never fell into that trap. Even my kids. My son plays a bit, but nothing to where it's a concern. Mm-hmm. They say that it's under 5% of the world's population that is afflicted with this. I thought it was interesting, and I was watching for more so than the announcement of that is the people coming out saying, "Oh my God, you know this now mental." Health is from video games. You gotta be kidding. I was waiting for all that reaction, but it didn't seem to materialize as much as I anticipated.
I play my video game addiction. Oh, it wasn't an addiction. Space Invaders. Oh, I love Space Invaders. But that was back before you had to go to a pool hall.
You have a stack of quarters
exactly.
There.
So it's tough to get addicted.
If you hit it too hard, your quarters would slide off the.
Got any quarters, buddy? Jones in for some Space Invaders. But back then, you had to go into a pool hall to play that. You had to be tough, you know. You couldn't just sit in your basement and annoy your parents. President Trump, he continues to defend his administration's policy of separating children from their parents. There was that audio out of kids crying. I mean, that's kind of what it sounded like. And he's still blaming the Democrats, says, hey, it's their law, even though there is no law. And he just continues to dance around that. And then he came out with another announcement yesterday. Listen to this one.
Very importantly, I'm hereby directing the Department of Defense and Pentagon to immediately begin the process necessary to establish a Space Force.
A Space Force.
A Space Force.
I picture him immediately as Rick Moranis with that big dark helmet. Space Force. I don't know. What's happening there? But there he goes. Well, you know what? You know what?
It's good to be the king.
It's good to be the king, and that's pretty much he's declared himself. That's he just does whatever he wants. Washington Capitals, they hoisted the cup just a couple of weeks ago, and now they've lost their coach, Barry Trotz. He's quit. He didn't get the money he wanted or the terms he wanted, so he is out of there.
He got a renewal. It's so funny. The tweet came out. Barry Trotz has re-signed?
Yeah, he did. Two-year extension.
I know, but has he re-signed or resigned? Everybody was reading it incorrectly. And it was actually hilarious for about half an hour on Twitter yesterday.
Oh.
The only job opening in the NHL right now is the New York Islanders. Expect them to make an offer toot sweet.
Yeah. Well, he got an extension, a two-year extension, and a little bump in his salary, which I think is $2 million a year?
It was $1.4 to $1.7 in that neighborhood. Okay. But still way less than like Babcock
makes 6.5 over, I think it's over 8 years though. So anyway. And you were saying in the Order of Canada?
Ryan Smith and Babcock got the Order of Canada, Captain Canada there. Ryan Smith wasn't he captain 9 times? He participated 13 times or something?
Right. No cup, but he got the gold medal.
No Stanley Cup. Other NHL stuff that's happening. Draft day is Friday. Draft weekend, really. Mm-hmm. There's already been a trade. The draft week, things tend to get riled up a little bit. And we got word this morning from the Ottawa Senators. The Senators get Michael Bodker, Julius Bergman, and a sixth-round draft choice in 2020. And the San Jose Sharks will acquire Mike Hoffman and his wacky girlfriend.
Oh, that is the guy.
Yeah. Cody Donaghy and a draft pick in the fifth round in 2020.
So Mike Hoffman's girlfriend was attacking on social media. Carlson's wife.
Yeah, saying that she was popping pills to try and abort the pregnancy. Like, she's
nuts.
Had to get a restraining order on her.
Yeah.
A lot of people expect that Carlson will be moved this week, if not by July 1st. And then there's the Tavares thing in New York. He could be on the move as well. There's a lot of anticipation him. He's going to be an unrestricted free agent. The Oilers pick 10th on draft day on Friday, unless they trade it somehow. Up or down. Darlene and Svechnikov are projected to go 1-2.
All right, that's in Dallas on the weekend. Prospect snapped the 10-game winning streak of the visiting Medicine Hat Mavericks last night at RE/MAX. And Blue Jays back in action tonight. They host the first of two games against the Braves. Rookie pitcher Mike Soroka of Calgary gets the start for Atlanta. And those are some of the things you need to know.
This is the all-new Terry Evans Show with Pete Petivko on Edmonton's Classic Rock, K97.
Have you thought about any funeral arrangements just yet, Todd?
I used to have a song picked out. It was a Grateful Dead tune. Black Muddy River. That was going to be my
Black Muddy River.
Black Muddy River.
Not familiar with that one.
It's off of the Touch of Grey album.
Oh, really?
I believe. It's a bit dirgy, but it's a good fit. Yeah, you got to think about these things.
It encapsulates Todd James is what it does. That's why you want to play it.
It's sad.
What about...
And you should be sad. Hopefully you're sad when I die.
I would celebrate your life is what I would do. I tend to look at things that way. Obviously, you're going to be sad when somebody dies, but at the same time, you have to be celebratory of the life that you've experienced with the person who's passed. That's my thought anyway.
Yeah. Sure.
There's some people that don't feel quite that way, and it's a family... in Minnesota, here, maybe I'll just let the news story kind of run through it for you. You might get a kick out of this.
The obit starts like many do, but the third paragraph raises eyebrows. The author writes, in 1962, she became pregnant by her husband's brother.
Whoa! That's taking an ugly turn.
Now, this appeared in the Redwood Falls Gazette in Minnesota. They ran a paid obituary, and you're probably thinking, well, who paid for this? Have you still got it up ready to go?
Yeah, okay.
It was her son and daughter, but there's more. Here, listen to this.
And moved to California. The writer also says she abandoned her children, Gina and Jay, who were then raised by her parents.
There you go.
Oh.
So she buggered off, slept with her husband's brother, had two kids,
and then dumped the kids, or the other kids. Hey. That's a life.
It sure is.
Dimlo was 80. The author of Dimlo's Obit writes, she passed away on May 31st, 2018 in Springfield and will now face judgment. She will not be missed by Gina and Jay, and they understand that this world is a better place without her.
Wow.
The Obit starts like many...
Truth in obituaries. Is that a new trend? I don't think I like that.
She will not be missed by Gina and Jay, and they understand that this world is a better place without her.
You can imagine, that son of a bitch, he owed me $600. He never paid me. Oh.
Have you talked to your wife about, you know, what happened? Like, Jody and I have talked. We want to be cremated. We don't want to take up space or land or anything like that. Just, you know, fire us in the thermostat thing there or whatever it is. The kiln.
We haven't discussed it.
It's something you should probably do.
I think cremation is probably the way to go.
Yeah. And then have you thought about what you want written on your headstone? Or I guess it's not a cenotaph, but what's...
What's the word we're looking for?
Yeah, what, your graves, your
no,
headstone.
I know, but what do you call that?
Not eulogy. That was the...
I know what you mean, though. Okay. No, I haven't thought of that. It'd probably be... I'm going to go with the Grateful Dead theme. I'm sure there's a great lyric in their vast... voluminous library of songs.
Something
that I could
about
steal.
Casey at bat.
Yeah, no, that's Casey high on cocaine. Casey, no, that's not it. That's an excellent thought. Yeah, what would you put on your headstone?
There, give us a call. Let us know what you're going to put on. It might be something funny. If you've thought of something funny that should be on your headstone, give us a call. If you could write your own. Your own headstone thing.
Your own obituary.
Sure.
You know?
Give us a call, 780-451-8097.
The all-new Terry Evans Show with Pete Potipko on Edmonton's Classic Rock, K97.
Pete's off for a couple of days, so Todd James in for Pete for today and tomorrow as well. Pete will be back on Thursday when I whip off on the K97, or the Kids with Cancer ride with K97 and look in Stepper Homes. Kathleen Demlo died at the age of 80 on May 31st. She had a couple of kids, and her kids put an obit in the Redwood Falls Gazette. And it started with, in 1962, Kathleen became pregnant by her husband's brother, Lyle, and moved to California. From there,
it got really ugly.
They basically said the world is a better place without her. You know, it got us thinking, you know, if you could write your own obituary or eulogy or write the thing on your headstone.
That thing on the, yeah.
Yeah, maybe you have an idea for something like that. Damien called in and said he would write on his headstone, "Watch where you're stepping, I'm lying here." And then somebody else texted, didn't say their name, and said, "My headstone, well, this sucks." So, yeah. There's some good ones. Hi, K97. Who's this?
Hi, good morning. It's Jerry calling.
Yes, Jerry.
I just want to let you guys know it's called an epitaph.
Epitaph.
There you go. That's not a cenotaph, an epitaph. What would you write on your... Well, I know what you'd write on yours, Jerry. You'd say, "I know more than Terry and Todd."
No, I'd probably write something stupid like, "All dressed up, no place to go."
Yeah. Well, what do you want to be dressed up as when they put you in the ground then? You got a suit picked
that's
out?
A different subject altogether.
Okay.
You're not a furry, are you? Thanks, Jer.
Thanks, guys. Great show.
Bye.
Good morning. Bye-bye.
This is the all-new Terry Evans Show with Pete Potipko on Edmonton's Classic Rock, K97.
Roger Waters is going to be playing in Amsterdam here, what is it, tonight or tomorrow? Or something?
I think it's tonight.
K97's European three-way winner, Derek. We just spoke to him on the phone. We'll have that phone call for you coming around 7:25 this morning. We talked to him as he's on a bullet train from Paris to Amsterdam. And
coolest trip ever.
Yeah, he's just having a gas. He saw, you know, Guns N' Roses yesterday to wrap up the Download Festival. Mm-hmm. Ozzy Osbourne was the headline of the first night at in Paris. Yeah. So we'll talk to Derek coming up here in a bit. Heat advisory in effect, 30 degrees today, 31 tomorrow. We were talking this morning about a woman, Kathleen Demlow. An obituary appeared in the Redwood Falls Gazette, which is in the state of Minnesota. She died on, I'll let you hear it, what happened.
She passed away on May 31st, 2018 in Springfield and will now face judgment. She will not be missed by Gina and Jay, and they understand that this world is a better place without her.
So there you go. That's a pretty scathing obituary written by her children.
Truth in obituaries. A disturbing trend.
So it took us, Todd and I couldn't remember what that thing is that the words are
written. You put on your headstones.
Not your headphones. That would be funny.
I don't want to be buried with my headphones. They don't work.
So Jerry called and basically said, idiots, it's an epitaph. So we got that figured out. Yeah. And then we got a number of people texting in saying what they would have on their epitaph. Somebody said, I told you I wasn't feeling well. Woke up on the wrong side of the dirt. Daryl said that. Somebody else texted, keys, glasses, phone, check. I'm on time once.
Not late for his funeral.
Kevin says, smells like something died in here. He wants that. He wants that on his epitaph. So there's been some good ones here this morning. Fred's got one too. Yes, Fred.
I have a kind of some words for Todd when he passes. I think he should have something like his life was 4 kernels out of 5.
I'll take it. I'll take four.
Yeah, because you're not 5 out of 5. I mean, everybody has some regrets.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Regrets? I've had a few.
Yes. Here lies Todd James. His feet are sticky as we speak.
Okay, have a good one.
The all-new Terry Evans Show with Pete Fitzhipko on Edmonton's Classic Rock, K97.
Pete's away today and tomorrow. He'll be back Thursday, and we're hoping for this same sort of weather on Friday because that's the day he is scheduled to be thrown from a perfectly good airplane.
That's good jumping weather.
Yeah, it's the 6th annual Leap of Faith in support of Adira Recovery Center. For the past 20 years, Adira has helped more than 600 women find hope, healing, and restoration. It's for addiction, mental health concerns, helps out their kids and stuff. They've really been doing some terrific work with women in crisis, recovering from addiction, poverty, trauma, and abuse, that sort of thing. They're trying to get to their goal of $100,000 raised. You can go to AdiraLeapOfFaith.org. In the search, just put K97 in the corporate search, and it'll pop. Pete's will pop up. You can.
How do you spell Adira?
A-D-E-A-R-A.
So like a deer.
Yeah. AdiraLeapOfFaith.org, and you can sponsor Pete. The original plan was that I was going to jump, too.
Yeah, you used to jump a lot. Now, Pete has never jumped, has he?
Pete's never done it. I've done it 13 times.
13 times? Wow. What made you stop?
The
sudden stop at the end?
No, just I did it 13 times. I thought, well, yeah, that's good.
Lucky number.
I wanted to do it again, but Jody goes, do you need to?
Yeah.
And I read that as... Don't.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, maybe your luck runs out. You never know. You never know. I know it's safe.
Yeah, you don't.
But you're still jumping out of an airplane, so
sure,
anything can happen.
And then it was the plan was going to be that I would push Pete.
Yeah.
But I mean, he's going to be tandem jumping. It's supposed to happen on Friday, weather permitting, of course. And you can we have the link on the Facebook page, facebook.com/Terry Evans Show.
Is Pete like eager to do this, or is he terrified? I would be terrified. I wouldn't sleep for weeks.
Well,
in fact, I may not sleep anyway. Just thinking about Pete jumping out of that airplane. I couldn't do it.
I think he's excited about it. I mean, he's a bit of a daredevil in that sort of thing, and he's kind of got a screw loose and a little unstable. Mm-hmm. So
that is true.
I think this is something that he's excited about. And of course, he's very excited about the opportunity to help out the Adira Recovery Center. So 14,000 feet. It's about a 35, 36 second free fall.
And when you take your first jump, are you always hooked up to somebody?
Oh, yeah. You're strapped like Carlos is strapped in The Hangover to Zach Galifianakis. You're just hanging on the front of your instructor and just putting your arm out and falling like a badminton shuttlecock.
Wow. So, wow. And where is he doing that?
He's just going to do it out at the skydive place.
Okay. I'm sorry I asked.
Out in Westlock.
Oh, okay.
At the Edmonton Skydive.
All right.
So
very cool.
You can look forward to that. And like I said, if you've got a few shekels and you want to help out the Adira Recovery Center, go to our Facebook page and you'll see the link where you can sponsor them there.
Here's some things you need to know.
Todd, what are you working on?
Well, we got problems with our wheat. That's one thing. Japan and now South Korea have suspended trade in our wheat after some of the plants growing alongside the side of a road in southern Alberta were found to have genetically modified traits, and no one knows how it got there.
How does some randomly genetically modified wheat plants get on the side of the road? There's somebody just firing them out. What was it, Jack and the Beanstalk situation happening here, where they just fired some magic beans out into the side of the road?
Could be. But, you know, we sold $600 million worth of wheat to Japan. And
they found four grains with GMOs?
That's about it, yeah. Anyway, they're thinking this isn't going to be a long suspension.
It's like finding a wheat grain in an elevator full of wheat. It's like finding a needle in a stack of needles.
All right, and the Alberta government is going to start training all public servants on Indigenous history and culture. It starts next week. It'll take about 3 years to complete at the cost of $2.7 million. All Alberta government employees, all public servants.
That's interesting.
That is interesting. You remember 7 months ago that the Needle Vinyl Tavern in downtown Edmonton, it shut down amidst those allegations of sexual harassment.
Against the owner, yeah.
They're back, though. New owner, Greg Scott, says the station on Jasper is looking to become the best mid-sized music venue in Western Canada.
Another opportunity for local musicians to showcase their talents. That's great.
End of the month, too. It gets going, right?
June 29th. Yeah. I was messaging with them last night. June 29th is going to be opening night or opening day. And then on June 30th, they're supposedly making announcements. Following on Instagram and stuff. They're going to make an announcement today about their headliner for June 30th to kind of kick off everything. It'll be, from what I understand, a well-known
Canadian act of some sort. Perhaps.
And we'll find out more about. I don't know what genre or anything like that.
Maybe it's Tom Cochran. Maybe it's Sam Roberts. Maybe it's...
Sam Roberts was just here on Saturday
Alanis Morissette.
Night.
Yeah, you never know.
Alanis Morissette.
I'm just thinking. I'm just spitballing here. Yeah. Anyway, it'll be called The Station on Jasper Avenue. I think it was kind of a distraction. President Trump, with all the immigration stuff that's going on there, people are up in arms with kids being separated from their families. And then he rolls out the announcement that he's going to create a Space Force. This is something a few months back. He just kind of pulled it out of his head. Yeah, maybe I'll start a Space Force.
He said it as a joke.
It was a joke, and now Mike Pence is going to head up the Space Force.
Just never mind those children being separated from their parents over there and put in cages. Here, I'll tell you about this this thing.
We'll put them on Mars, and he's got a plan to go to Mars, too, as well.
And build the foundation for an eventual mission to Mars, which is actually going to happen very quickly. And, you know, I've always said that rich guys seem to like rockets. So all of those rich guys that are dying for our real estate to launch their rockets, we won't charge you too much. Just go ahead. If you beat us to Mars, we'll be very happy and you'll be even more famous.
I've always said rich guys like rockets. I've always said that.
That would be a great name for your first record.
Oh, man. Rich guys like rockets.
Yeah, sure. If he wants to go to Mars, tomorrow he's probably going to announce, there's new tariffs on Mars. And I can't afford to have any of that red dirt come down here without paying a tariff on that. That looks just like bauxite. Time for a tariff on Jamaica. That's where we get all our bauxite and sugarcane and weed.
And they think they've got problems with illegal aliens now. What about the Martians? My God, separating the Martian children from their Martian parents.
Down here with eyes in the middle of their forehead. That's the... Hey, it's not difficult to identify those ones from a mile away.
Yesterday was the 2018 MTV Movie and TV Awards. Tiffany Haddish was your host.
It's been a year of firsts for black people. I'm the first black woman to host the MTV Movie and TV Awards. Black Panther is the first African-American movie to make $1 billion. And The Quiet Place is the first film to scare black people out of talking in movie theaters just for
real. Because The Quiet Place is a very quiet movie.
It's not just black people. Everybody does it.
Hey, you got to be quiet. And Black Panther was the big movie. The big TV show was Stranger Things from Netflix. Michael B. Jordan from Black Panther picked up an award.
It's been a year.
Wait a minute.
I am shocked that I won this award for best villain. You know, I thought for sure Roseanne had that in the bag, you know?
There you go.
Crazy.
2018 MTV Movie and TV Awards. In sports, Barry Trotz is out as coach. He quit Washington Capitals after he hoisted the cup. He didn't get the money he wanted. So he'll be looking. And, of course, it's the draft on the weekend in Dallas. Oilers will pick 10th. Blue Jays back at it tonight. First of two games against the Braves. Rookie pitcher Mike Soroka of Calgary getting the start for Atlanta.
Now, speaking of the draft, it's draft week, and that means there's going to be all kinds of stuff. There's a lot of anticipation about Carlson in Ottawa, about Tavares in New York. There's anticipation that maybe Trotz will end up being the coach for the Islanders. And there was a deal made this morning between the Sens and the Sharks. Boedker and Julius Bergman are going from San Jose to Ottawa in exchange for Mike Hoffman.
And his crazy wife.
His crazy girlfriend, Cody Donaghy, and a fifth-round pick. There's also a sixth-round pick going to Ottawa as well. So it's that time. This week, there's going to be stuff happening. Mm-hmm. It'll be interesting to see if the Oilers make any movement if they trade that 10th. Pick so that they can pick a little higher, maybe as high as third. Who knows?
Yeah,
we'll see.
All right, that's some of the things you need to know.
The all-new Terry Evans Show with Pete Potipko on Edmonton's Classic Rock, K97.
K97's Bark at the Moonshine, yes, named after the Ozzy Osbourne song, so to speak. We have 973 bottles, limited run from Hanson Distillery, June 29th. Our tasting parties happened, and June 30th, it will be available in wide release only at Hanson Distillery on 111th Avenue.
And 174th Street.
That's right. We have tasting party tickets to give away right now. 780-451-8097 is the number to call if you want to have a go at this. This is for the second. This basically gives you an opportunity to
check it out and buy it.
Yeah,
that's the main thing.
Before anybody else, and buy it before anybody else to support the K97 Little Miracles Trust Fund. This has actually kind of overwhelmed us with the amount of attention that it's gotten.
Well, have you ever had like a friend or a neighbor brew up their own moonshine?
Oh, for sure.
And it's awful.
Yeah, it's usually...
take some more. Okay, great.
That's great. I could use something to get the Varathane off my
deck. That's exactly it. This is so smooth. I mean, I don't know. Does that mean it's not moonshine? It's moonshine. These guys know exactly what they're doing.
Personally,
generations of brewers.
Well, of course. Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah. It's neat to see the history when you go and visit Hanson Distillery.
Which you can. You can go down there when they're open at any time and sample.
Myself, I'm not a hard liquor guy, but I sure like this. It would be like 2 ounces of this over top of an ice, just sip for, an evening would be terrific.
I became a hard liquor guy on Sunday when we were bottling, because I think I went through half a bottle of my own.
No wonder you were rubbing the labels vigorously. It was weird. Hi, who's this?
This is Brian.
All right. It's Terry and Todd. You phoned us.
Terry.
Yes.
Todd, how you doing, buddy?
We're doing very well. Terry. Here we go, Brian. I'm going to give you a chance to win the tasting party tickets. I will give you the name of two cocktails. One I made up and is fake. Identify that one, and you will win the ticket. So you want to figure out which one is the fake one? Okay.
Sure.
You
I'm
do
ready, man.
Do that, and you win the tickets. If you don't, they go to the next person on the phone. Here
no
are
problem.
Your two cocktails, Brian. One, Mikey's Breakfast Banger. Two, Larry's Loopy Lunch.
Hmm.
Which one is
Larry's Loopy is made up.
Yeah, you're exactly right. That's the one I made up. So now you. you've got a double guest pass to the tasting party, 7 o'clock on June 29th at Hanson Distillery.
I'm free that day.
Awesome.
Perfect.
You have a good day.
You're gonna dig it. Hang on, I'll tell you how to get your prize here. Brian, don't hang up.
And by the way, I just finished reading the entire memo, which I read half of it. But that right at the bottom, it says we're going to have a secret auction to build on bottle number one. So that's all it says.
Secret auction.
So I don't know where. Is it going to be on the air or will it be at Hanson? I don't know.
The very first one bottled. You can see the video of that at our Facebook page as well. We have the well documented of what happened during the bottling process at Hanson Distillery. All kinds of good fun.
The all-new Terry Evans Show with Pete Potipko on Edmonton's Classic Rock, K97.
We had a little fun. Pete's away, by the way. He'll be back on Thursday. He's off on a little bike trip. It's 7:43, and we had a little fun with this earlier this morning about having something written on your gravestone or your eulogy. Trying to remember what that thing is called. It all stems from this story out of Redwood Falls Gazette in Minnesota, where it was an obituary paid for by the woman's children. And it was, here, have a listen and you can...
The obit starts like many do, but the third paragraph raises eyebrows. The author writes, in 1962, she became pregnant by her husband's brother and moved to California.
So there.
That turned nasty quick.
Bringing that up in the obituary... Jury's out on whether or not it should have been in there in the third to start off the third paragraph, but it's not over.
The writer also says she abandoned her children, Gina and Jay, who were then raised by her parents.
So there you go. You've got two kids raised by the grandmother, so right off the hop. Well, okay, I guess that's the second thing off the hop. Can you have two things off the hop or just the first thing off the hop?
She's got two things off the hop.
She's
her husband's brother.
Yay. And the grandparent is raising the kids. And then?
Dimlo was 80. The author of Dimlo's obit writes, she passed away on May 31st, 2018 in Springfield and will now face judgment. She will not be missed by Gina and Jay. And they understand that this world is a better place without her.
They understand that this world is a better... Rest in peace.
Do you remember the movie Defending Your Life with Albert Brooks? Have you ever seen that? He goes to heaven, and it's sort of like a purgatory. You got to defend the things you've done, and they play back stupid things that he did.
Yeah.
It's hilarious. Meryl Streep is in it. If you haven't seen that movie, that is... You know, it's kind of like that. You know, you got to think, what if people started listing all of the things that you did wrong or did, you know...
That should be preventing you people. From going to the hereafter?
Exactly. If that was all in your obituary...
Oh, my God.
It'd be a long obituary is what it would be.
You would need a steno pad.
Yeah.
Or two.
Mm-hmm.
Or
an iPad. Steno pad? What? We don't write things down anymore.
Just scroll up. Scroll up. Scroll up.
Yeah, keep going.
Maybe you have something that would be ideal for your own headstone or...
that thing.
Whatever it is there. Give us a call, 780-451-8097.
Hi, good morning. It's Jerry calling.
Yes, Jerry.
I just want to let you guys know it's called an epitaph.
Epitaph! There you go. That's not an epitaph.
Here's some things you need to know.
Is school out now? What's 19th?
It's coming. Not yet.
Probably not. Mm. Just a reminder, the school zones and playground zones, 30 kilometers per hour for the most part. I know they changed some back, but those will be in effect through summer and right from 7:30 in the morning till 9 at night.
That's right. Yep. Yeah. You're not a video game guy. I know a lot of people around here are. Pete strikes me as the type of guy who would be hooked on video games.
Yeah, probably. He's got the attention span of a gnat. He's like a goldfish. I'm not a video game guy, so that's why I kind of raised my eyebrows when the World Health Organization claimed that this is the next mental health issue that they're dealing with.
And it may already be an addiction. They haven't called it an addiction yet, but some, if they cross that line, it is considered
They're calling it an addiction. A disease.
It's a mental health condition.
Yeah.
They say 3% of all gamers are likely affected. Those against the designation argue it could cause unnecessary concern among parents, while those for it say it'll help legitimize the problem and strengthen treatment strategies.
Well, here's something. If you're a parent and it's you think this is going to cause unnecessary concern, maybe be proactive and, you know, especially if your kids are under 10.
Yeah, take away the devices, but that's easier said than done. I mean, for they're babysitters, for one thing.
Introduce them to the great outdoors.
Or a book. How about a book?
Yeah.
Books, you know, books. Yeah.
Give them a stick and a rock.
I would, funny, I ran into somebody just the other day, coincidentally. I'm going to go off on a tangent here.
Awesome.
In the summer of 76, 77-ish.
You really took
I don't know where I'm going with this. Anyway, I got hooked on The Destroyer, a series of books, which later became a movie. I don't know if you saw that with Fred Ward back in the 80s. I became a voracious reader those couple of summers, just reading. And they're trash. They're trashy. There's sex. There's violence. There's everything.
That you can find in a video game.
Everything you can find in a video game, except I was reading. If I had started playing a video game that had those contents, I'd probably be hooked on those. I never got the video game bug because, you know, when I was a kid, like you, you had to go into a pool hall to play the video games. Yeah. Space Invaders, I Jones for the Space Invaders.
Galaga.
Hey, you got a quarter. You got some quarters, man. I need some quarters, man. But, you know, you had to be tough back then to play video games. You couldn't just sit in the comfort of your own. And what was that guy in the States that they had to get the judge to get this bum out of his parents' basement? Yeah. He was like 35 or something like that. And that's all he did was play video games.
Remember we'd stand at that Galaga and Space Invaders and we would play it so long that we'd get tendonitis in our forearm. It was just
tennis elbow.
Yeah.
And what was the lunar lander thing? Remember that? You had to land the thing, and it was just like Stickman almost, the way it was drawn, and then it would explode and crash on the moon. And maybe I do like video games. I'd play those if they probably got them now. You could play them at home, and I don't want to do that. Anyway, that's.
Thank you for that tangent. That was a wonderful journey,
it
Todd.
Wasn't it? We've got the former Needle Vinyl Tavern is going to reopen a new owner. It's going to be called The Station on Jasper Avenue. Greg Scott's the new owner. He says he's hoping that it'll be the best mid-sized music venue in Western Canada. So that's good. And you're saying at the end of the month they're going to announce a surprise act who's going to play there. Big.
Opening day is the 29th, and then on the 30th they're going to have a surprise act, which they're supposed to announce today, according to their social media business. I'm following them on Instagram and all the hip stuff.
That's good. President Trump announcing that he wants to create a space force. We thought this was a joke, but no, he's going to do it. Mike Pence will be in charge of that. The whole border immigration thing continues down there. It's really, really getting ugly. You talk about a divided nation. I mean, they're this close to a civil war down there. Yeah. They really are. It could be this that sets it off. Who knows?
He's also done the tariffs on China for $200 billion worth of trade. You know, if he goes ahead with this space force, don't be surprised if there's tariffs on Uranus.
And you know how painful that is. You got to get that looked at. Coach of the Stanley Cup champion winning Washington Capitals. He resigned. He didn't get the raise he wanted. He said it's about respect. They gave him a contract extension and a bit of a bump in the money department, but it was not enough. So Barry Trotz resigning. And, of course, this weekend it is draft weekend in Dallas. Oilers will be picking 10th. And there's already
Unless they trade up. Do something.
And there's some trade action involving the Senators and the Sharks, was it? Mike Hoffman has been traded.
Yeah, he's gone to
San Jose
for Mikhail Bodker and Julius Bergman.
And they have to get rid of him. They had to, because his girlfriend is nuts.
Was threatening Carlson's wife.
Yeah.
Well, they think Carlson's going to be gone here pretty quick, too.
Yeah, probably.
Trade Tavares. There's also a lot of talk about him because of UFA. And what else can we tell you about that? The Oilers, there's a lot of people who hope that they will do something, move one of their current players and the 10th round pick so that they can get maybe a third or at least a top five. There's also a discussion this morning that Bergevin from Montreal has been really going after Draisaitl.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know if that's going to happen.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd like to see Bergevin get traded myself. He hasn't done anything.
Ryan Smith got the Order of Canada yesterday.
Yeah. Captain Canada. Yeah, very nice. Along with Mike Babcock, apparently, coach of the Leafs as well.
I think I read that, too. Yeah, it was on
and prospects played last night. They beat Medicine Hat. Blue Jays are back at it. They're playing the Braves this evening, and those are some of the things you need.
This is the all-new Terry Evans Show with Pete Petivko on Edmonton's Classic Rock, K97.
Pete's got a couple of days off. He's off on a bike trip. He'll be back on Thursday. Thursday, I head off on my Kids with Cancer run. Head down to Red Deer, Calgary, Revelstoke on the first day, then Sun Peaks, and then back to Revelstoke, and then home. So a big four-day weekend of raising money for the Kids with Cancer Society coming up. I sense that I didn't give you the opportunity to finish your story, the tangent, when you went from... where were you?
We were in the summer of 76, as I remember.
Doing something in 1976. Yeah. Well, we were talking about video games, and then all of a sudden you were reading...
I was just saying, you know, you could introduce your kids to books, you know, rather than video games.
Books you speak of?
They have pages in them. They're called pages. You don't scroll, you flip. Anyway, I was at Biker Joe and Brenda's. Carol and I were over there on Sunday, was it? And some people came over that they knew. Okay. Eventually, it'll come around. Don't worry. And this woman had a dog. And I said, oh, what's your dog's name? Remo. And I said, oh, is it named after Remo Williams in the Destroyer book series? She said, oh, my God, you're the only person who has ever said that. Yes, I used to love those books. And that's what she named her dog after. And I was really into those books for a while. Because there's like 80 of them. You might even still be writing them. I don't know. And it became a movie and that sort of thing. Anyway, that's why I started talking about books rather than video games. Read. Yeah.
Interesting.
And we got a text here from Chantel. Read video games. Everything in moderation, Chantel says. Back when I got my ColecoVision, my dad used to limit our time. And there were no ifs, whens, or buts about it. Parents now use it as a babysitter. Terry was right again, Chantel said.
I hate it when that happens.
I think it was me who said that, actually.
Yes, it was you that
said
that.
But we're both right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anyway. Thanks, Chantel. We appreciate the text. You can text us or give us a call anytime you've got something to say. 780-451-8097.
By the way, Sharon, we were talking about one school out. Sharon says, 8 more student days left for me, she says. Exam breaks start today or tomorrow in high school, end of week in junior high, and end of next week in elementary.
Yes, I think, what is today Tuesday?
Yes.
Today is my daughter's final class.
Okay.
And then she has two exams, I think one on Friday, one on Monday, and then she's done. Then she's graduated.
That's it. Wow.
Holy cow.
Then what?
She's going to UVic.
Okay.
Sociology with a minor in communications. And then she was talking to Jody the other day. I wasn't even part of this conversation. All of a sudden, she's talking about sticking around and doing becoming a lawyer and becoming a lawyer for Indigenous rights and that sort of thing.
You know, my parents never encouraged me to do anything. Just get out. What, you know,
take your Captain Remo books and beat it.
It's just a different generation, isn't it? I mean, parents now actually encourage their children. When I was a kid, it was just like, you were there and that was it. If you were lucky, they noticed you.
People these days, 17 years old, you're not supposed to have things figured out like that.
Yeah.
I didn't. I've been in radio for 2 years.
I think I saw a stat that the average millennial, by the time they're 22 or whatever, has already saved like $50,000. What?
Wow.
They don't have to buy anything because their parents are carting them around. And, you know, it's not. And they don't tip.
We'll get into that tomorrow. Yeah. Yeah, so wait till you hear about the millennials tipping situation. Yeah. That's coming up too. Look at it. We're already planning tomorrow's show on today's. Yeah. It's something.
This is the all-new Terry Evans Show with Pete Petivko on Edmonton's Classic Rock, K97.
Pete's back on Thursday. Todd James helping me out here for the early part of the week. And we've got Darren on the phone here talking about Todd's reading from back in the 70s. Yes, Darren?
I remember back in the day, I actually watched a movie called Remo Williams.
Yeah.
I think I had it on VHS or something.
That's based on those books.
Yeah, I don't remember hearing anything about the Destroyer, though. So I just
the books were called The Destroyer, and the character was Remo Williams and his faithful sidekick, Chun.
Played by Fred Ward. I remember in the movie Remo Williams, he was trained some ancient...
Martial arts, yes.
Right.
He was basically a superhero. And there was a lot of sex and violence, and they were just the coolest books.
Yeah, well, I enjoyed the movie. It was really good. It was, I don't know, it came out probably 80.
Yeah, something like that.
Well,
yeah.
When you guys were reading, I was listening to Destroyer by Kiss.
Yes.
A completely different Destroyer.
That's another one. One of my favorite albums.
It is not.
It is. I was such a Kiss fan, you wouldn't believe it. I put the makeup on. I had the big high-heeled boots.
Did you trace the album onto sheets of paper?
I made T-shirts. You know,
they did macrame and needlepoint and all kinds of things.
Loved it. Yeah.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it, Darren.
Okay, guys.
The all-new Terry Evans Show with Pete Petipko on Edmonton's Classic Rock, K97.
Derek was the winner of our K97 European three-way. We'll talk to him in a second. We talked to him earlier this morning, recorded it, so we'll have that conversation. You won't believe where we're talking to him from. It's kind of a cool story. We'll have that for you momentarily. High of 30 degrees today, 31 expected for tomorrow, 16 in the city right now. Extreme heat advisory in effect for Environment Canada. Extreme Mudfest 2018, mudding, music, camping, August 23rd to 26th, Bonnyville Rodeo Grounds. Tickets, camping, and info at extrememudfest.com.
The all-new Terry Evans Show with Pete Petipko.
All right, let's dial Derek up here, winner of the three-way crazy European ring.
Hello.
Derek.
Yes.
It's Terry and Todd calling from K97. You're on a train?
I am on the train from Paris to Amsterdam, yes.
Wow.
That's so cool. Is it one of those bullet trains? Is it going 300 kilometers an hour?
Yes, the bullet train.
That's unbelievable. So fun.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
So we saw your texts yesterday that Guns N' Roses effing rocks. We saw that came in at about 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon. You all texted that you saw Iron Maiden in Berlin, and that was amazing. What other little notes do you have to share with us about the experience?
You know what? The whole Download Festival was really, really awesome. It was just a really, really cool festival. Lots of really cool bands.
How many people at that festival? That's a massive festival, isn't it?
It's like 110,000, 120,000 a day for 4 days.
Oh, man. Who else did you see?
Ozzy Osbourne was the headline act opening night, and he actually put on a really, really, really cool show. I was impressed.
That's good to hear. It's his farewell tour.
Yeah. Actually, you know what? He on stage said it's not his farewell tour. He said that's rumors. He said this is not his last tour.
Oh. Wow, a scoop.
That's him on stage anyway.
Well, that's cool. Good to know.
Marilyn Manson headlined the second night. He actually wasn't that good.
Hmm. I've seen him before. I always thought he put on a pretty good show. Weird. Creepy.
Yep, weird. The show part of it was good. He just didn't sound good.
Oh, okay.
And you had tickets to the whole thing start to finish, right?
You betcha. Right from start to finish, the whole 4 days.
Did you get a chance to go wander around Paris at all, or were you just going to the concert and that was it?
No, we did a little bit of sightseeing and stuff around Paris because none of the acts and stuff went on in the concert. Basically, they started, depending on which day it was, between 1:30 and 3 o'clock. So we had time to go out and do some sightseeing and stuff on the way to the festival.
Yeah, I have an opportunity to meet up with a real estate agent and look into a pied-à-terre.
Hey, that would be cool. It's definitely a different way of life over here and a different lifestyle for sure.
A little more laid back?
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah. And you're there with your wife, right? So you're in one of the most romantic cities in the world.
Yeah.
So did you kick it up a notch, Derek?
None of your business, really. And
I believe we talked about that way back when I qualified for
that. Yes, we did. So, then you're on the bullet train on the way to Amsterdam to see Roger Waters, and from there, you spend another day or two, and then you're heading home, or what?
Hello? I think he was going through a tunnel.
And it's so funny. We recorded that phone call, and then he texted about 4 minutes later. He said, "Sorry, we went through a tunnel." So he actually did go through a tunnel. It's funny. We were just talking about it, and then running that phone call so you could hear how Randy's experiencing it. And right when we did that, he sent a text. It says, "Made it to Amsterdam. First beer is so good." So Derek's in Amsterdam, ready for Roger Waters tonight. We have a little Roger Waters with Pink Floyd coming up after the break.
The all-new Carrie Evans Show with Pete Potipko on Edmonton's Classic Rock, K97.
Melissa's got K97's All Request Nooner coming up at lunchtime. Boy, I'll tell you, she brings her dog Gemma in, who is just the cutest.
Everybody
little pug.
Loves Gemma.
Yeah.
She's
throwing
up right now.
Oh, wonderful.
Nice.
Couldn't have done that outside, Gemma.
She even
Gemma.
Pukes cute.
Oh, is she little
look
pug.
At the pukey, little pukey.
Little pug accordion dog trying to throw up.
Playing the pug bongos.
I've seen that. That's stupid video.
That's, yeah.
You know, Gemma's probably throwing up because she keeps chewing on all the wires in the control room.
Right. No cable has been left unchewed.
we've had to...
It doesn't work anymore.
We've had to check the cables. More wires that hook up to things that are somewhat important for the, you know, the whole broadcasting thing that happens. So, Mel's in next with more of Edmonton's Classic Rock and K97's All Request Nooner at lunchtime. Todd and I will be back tomorrow morning right here on K97.